Yeah.
So I told him, go on the call.
Welcome.
You do it. That's secretarial work.
We're going to go ahead and start the regular meeting of the Town of Discovery Bay. Can we please rise and follow Director Callahan in the Pledge of Allegiance, please?
Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Welcome, everyone. It's great to see everyone here. We're going to now go to roll call.
Roll call's been taken. Let the record show all members are present.
Okay. Before we start public comment, I know that we have a special presentation tonight from the pickleball group. I don't, if you guys would like to come up.
Right.
Welcome. There's no mic. You here.
So we just want to thank you. As you know, it's been really hot out there on the pickleball courts, and we have been using pop-up shades, pop-up tents to shade when people aren't playing. And then we had this great idea to replicate the shading we had originally put on by the pickleball courts. It's these sailcloths. And so we asked the town if they would work with us to try to install these poles. So the town said yes, they would. We really appreciate that. So pickleball is that we have a 501c3, it's a nonprofit group. So we have been raising money. So tonight we would like to give the money, give the check for those poles to the town.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Ashley,
I don't think you can get that through the ATM. But
before we do this picture, I just wanted to take the opportunity, to thank you. The pickleball group has always been very good at helping us fundraise, coming up to ideas. I mean, they generously donate this money, and it helps them, but it also helps our community, and they've done that for several things. So this is one of many, many examples that they have given to our community and given back. So thank you.
All right, 1, 2,
I should photobomb this.
Thank you. Oh, well, let's go, sorry.
Just kidding.
Okay. No, please.
I'm not positioned for it.
We want all of you guys in it.
So photobombing would have worked.
I guess we're good.
Thank you guys.
This is about our smooth explanation. We actually use it when we're trying to recruit people and tell us what we are, who we are, and what we're doing. So I got a copy.
Thank you. I appreciate that. Thank you.
Item B. You don't have to put what you need. Public comment.
Okay, thank you again. So now is the time in our meeting where we open up to public comment for anything that is not currently on the agenda or an agendized item. Reminder, it's 3 minutes. You have to speak. We're listening to you. We're not able to respond, but we'd like to open that up. It looks like we have someone that is interested in speaking, Leonard.
Services District Act refers back to the Water Code,
apparently the legislature didn't feel like repeating the language over and over again. The enabling acts, all the enabling acts point to the water code. The water code says you get $100 per diem. I looked up the definition of per diem in an online dictionary. It says per day. It doesn't get any clearer than that. Now, the water code has a provision for increasing it a certain percentage every year, and it gets a little interesting going back and computing what the limit is, but it can be computed. Yours is certainly going to be higher than 100. You're probably going to end up at about 175 or 200, you know, somewhere in that range. But you cannot get paid for committee meetings that occur on the same day as a board meeting. You cannot get paid for more than one committee meeting on the same day. Period. There's no wiggle room in the law. So I would like to hear at a future meeting, or the manager can email me, what's going to be done to remedy the past overpayments. And what are we on this one?
Thank you. Okay, Kirk, I think you're up. Welcome.
I'm back.
See you three times today. It's a good day.
Fourth meeting. All right, so I've been here, everyone. And I just wanted to say thanks, Ashley, for the education and learning how, helping me learn how all this works. Dina had a great presentation today about the different options. Obviously, it's going to take a while to flush them all out. Really excited about the buying the building. I think that one's going to be great. A couple things to talk about. One is I was reading on the bills to pay. The PG&E is almost $200,000, which made me think, well, why don't we have solar? Well, there's no solar. You know, we've got lots of roofs. We've got open space. We've got water tanks. I suppose we could put panels on. And then it kind of reminded me of, well, looking at the goals really aren't very specific, measurable, actionable, realistic, smart goals. And so I think a great goal for the town would be to be something like carbon neutral by 2035, something like that. I think we should get with the program and get solar going. The other thing that I wanted to talk about was, just going back to my last point. Sunshades, like the one for the pickleball. Hey, those could be solar panels as well for the parking lot. There's lots of places that we could do that, and it'll pay for itself over time. The other thing I wanted to talk about, and which I brought up in one of the committees, was, we have to fund this new building. Somehow, it's going to come out on people's water bills. Well, why don't we consider asking people how much of a bump that they would tolerate? Get kind of a price elasticity of how much people are willing to pay. Is it $1 a month? Is it $5? Is it $10? To be able to fund this bill. Just throwing that out there.
Thank you. Okay, it looks like we also, Barbara?
Thank you for helping us out with the pickleball courts. I'm here on a separate issue, and not sure how much the board has pulled in our marine issues, but I want to bring a couple of them to light. One of them is I'm actually the president of the Marina Inner Circle HOA, and we have an abandoned vessel out there that's been out there for months and months. We've contacted the sheriff's office. Our management company has contacted the sheriff's office, the owner of the slip, the renter of the slip, myself. We finally got the sheriff to come out and post the vessel on July 9th, and I guess it expired on July 27th, but nobody's been out to remove it. I did speak with one deputy who indicated, and not just from him, but from other entities in the community, that the county doesn't have the money to remove abandoned vessels. and to enforce this sort of thing. So I'm concerned about this. This person, this particular vessel's been out there for a long time, and it's decrepit and it's falling apart. And the person who's actually renting the home that owns this slip can't even use their own slip. You know, their boat is sitting on a trailer. The other issue it seems to be the homeless that is now occupying our sloughs and our rivers. I have pictures of a barge outside of Holland Track or Holland Marina. There's a houseboat. None of them just seem to have any valid CFS numbers on them. I have maps, I have pictures, they've been there for weeks. And, you know, what are they doing to our waterways? I mean, we know that our waterways are not the cleanest waterways, but for people to blatantly be out there peeing off the back of their houseboats in front of, you know, people over on Cabrillo or Kellogg Court or Kellogg Creek. I mean, it's just unsightly. So whatever you can do to bring that to the supervisors or the powers that be to make it happen. I did actually speak already to our
Steven's here, and Steven Griswold's here from the supervisor's office.
So. And I know she's not a marine unit, but for goodness sakes, you know, this is where we live. And we really care about where we live and whether, you know, this The guy with the houseboat parked right out in front of my house, or behind my house, you know, and then moved from here to here to here. I mean, it's just disgusting. And so anything you do to help would be appreciated.
Thank you. Do we have anybody else that would like to make public comment? Is there anybody online?
No one online.
Okay, I'm going to go ahead and close public comment. We're going to move on to the consent calendar.
I'm going to recuse myself from the consent calendar based on items on the boat.
Okay. Is there any discussion or questions on the consent calendar?
No, I just wanted to make a comment on number three that I'm thrilled to see those American Heroes tribute banners are back again. Here's so much positive, many comments from the town when they're up. So.
Great. Okay, so if we have no other discussion or comments on the consent calendar, move for a motion.
Make a motion to accept.
Okay.
I'll second.
Okay, any public comment? Okay, can we go ahead and do a roll call vote, please?
Director Grant?
Aye.
Director Gatto?
Aye.
Vice President Callahan?
Aye.
President Porter?
Aye. Motion carries. Thank you. Now we're going to move on to our area agency reports. Steven Griswold, you are here from Supervisor Burgess's office.
I am. First meeting in a little while. I apologize for that.
I hear congratulations on a new baby.
Yes. My son just turned 3, and then my daughter just turned 3 weeks.
Wow. So, congrats. So you've been busy.
It's been a little busy over my neck of the woods.
Seems like the last time I saw you was when your son was born. I'm not sure.
I don't know if it's been that long, but it's been a little while. So I'm glad to be here.
Good to
with
see
all
you.
Of you guys. And I'll also just say for the record, I just connected with the woman that just spoke, and we're going to talk tomorrow morning, hopefully, about some of those.
Thank you.
Talk to the marina owner, actually, if it's the one I'm thinking it is, the Redwood Marina on Holland Track, or at least a couple of those. I've talked to the property owner's code enforcement. There's some other actions that the county's been taking on Holland Track and with some of those properties, so we'll kind of look at that and hopefully fold it into what we've already been looking at.
Awesome, thank you.
So a couple things I want to update on. Finally, something we talked about since I started covering Discovery Bay for the supervisor, we're going to hold a short-term rental community forum here at the community center on September 25th from 6 to 9. I'm going to leave a copy of this flyer in the back, and I know the town's posted it on their Facebook, and we'll have some available. But we're going to have representatives from county code enforcement, the sheriff's office, as well as the County Bar Association, who's going to talk about some potential legal recourse that residents will have if their neighbors are operating short-term rentals illegally, and kind of what that process looks like. So, and it'll be an opportunity for Q&A. It's going to be a really good event. So September 25th, 6 to 8 here. Awesome. And I'll make sure that everybody has a copy of that flyer. Another thing I want folks to be aware of is that on August 23rd, I believe it's a Wednesday, there's a meeting of the Discovery Bay P6. They have an item on their agenda that I think is going to be of interest to the whole community. It's a presentation from Flock Safety. They are the camera company that I think many here are familiar with. They're going to have a presentation to the P6 about potentially adding cameras in the P6 zones exclusively or even further out in the town. So I would encourage anyone, residents, you guys as the board, if you're available, to come attend that meeting as well.
What's the date on that?
August 23rd. It's 7 p.m. And it's also right here in the good old we like to do lots of things right here. And then there was one other item, and not Discovery Bay specific, but there's a lot of veterans that live in the community. Kevin, for you specifically also. The county just hired, as of Tuesday, our new veteran service officer.
Awesome.
That's a position that's been vacant.
Josh Zebley.
Yes.
He's one of my supervisors at CalVet.
Oh. Right. I haven't had the chance to meet him yet.
I recommended the job to him.
Good. I've heard good things. So
he's a good guy.
August 21st, officially, but he's been hired and appointed by the Board of Supervisors. So in the spirit of that, we're also at the supervisor's office going to be hosting a meet and greet slash roundtable discussion where we're going to invite anybody who would like to come, but especially the veteran community, to come out and meet him, talk about some of the issues that they're facing, and hopefully get after some of that. So good news for veterans in the county and right here at Discovery Bay. So that's all I've got for you guys. I can take any questions real quick, or you guys can follow up with me later.
Is the P6 is your committee? It's the supervisor's committee, correct?
Both the sheriff and the supervisor. Okay.
Just
the supervisor's office staffs it, but
we probably will all that can be will try to be there. But I really think it's important as they move forward in making decisions that they coordinate with our town manager, because we've worked with Flock already and
absolutely,
we have ideas on kind of how we'd want to coordinate that, and there may be an ability to do a joint venture. I'm just talking off the top of my head right now. I'm not making a commitment, but there may be an opportunity for us to work together to get greater security for Discovery Bay.
Absolutely.
It would come from the Flocks. So what I'm trying to say is, let's hope P6 just doesn't make a decision without discussing it with our staff, and then they might be able to bring a presentation to us.
And I'll say I can't speak for the P6, but as the staff person for the committee, that's the goal. That's what we're really
okay.
hoping to do. And I know
Thank
Dana
you.
Was at the meeting we tried to have last time. We've been having some quorum issues with our P6, so we're taking care of our side of the house, but yeah, we want you
and
guys to be
since
there
then, we've installed so. two or three Flock cameras since you...
At the Blue Tops, right?
No.
In addition to that.
Yeah,
and that was done with their HOA.
Gotcha.
Okay.
We installed them at our plants.
Understood. Okay.
But again, that all ties into the system that the sheriff has access to, and that
exactly.
she's able to be able to
exactly.
investigate much more effectively.
Absolutely. And Lieutenant Atkins was also there at the meeting. We tried to have, she'll be at that next one, I'm sure, because they do advise the Office of the Sheriff and the Office of the Supervisor
okay.
jointly. So
thank you.
We'll share the info through the town as well, so you guys have that. But if anybody's got any questions, let me know. And if not, you guys know how to.
Are you hanging around? Or are you taking off? Are you hanging around for the whole boring meeting?
Yeah.
I want to talk to you afterwards.
Pictures of the baby. Thank you. Any other
questions?
We can put
them up on the screen.
Yeah. Okay. So now we're going to move on to the Sheriff's Office report. Lieutenant Hackes. Welcome.
Hi, good evening. All right, we have a lot to talk about tonight.
Let's go. Let's do this.
Great support. So first thing I'd like to do is go over the month stats. We had a very, very busy month last month. So for the entire month of June, we had over 400 calls for service, 428 to be exact. We took a total of 56 police reports, and of those, 7 arrests were made. I'd like to talk to you guys a little bit about some of the cases that I'd like to highlight tonight. I'm going to start with probably what would be considered the most significant in severity. Many of you know that on July 17th, in the late hours, 11:30 at night, we did have a shooting at the Safeway here in Discovery Bay on State Route 4. What I can tell you is the outcome of the investigation into that case did result in the arrest of 2 individuals. We arrested a 29-year-old male for a variety of charges, which include attempted murder with a gang enhancement, possession of a firearm, participating in a gang, and possession of drugs. He is currently housed at our main jail in Martinez on $2.175 million bail. We did also arrest a 35-year-old female for accomplice or conspiracy related to the shooting. The DA's office did not charge her at this time. The male subject did, hence that he's currently still in custody. What I will tell you is that neither of these individuals, actually all 3 of them technically, the victim or the suspects, reside in Discovery Bay. I can't go into any further details about that, but I will also add that the license plate cameras were used during this investigation. So once again, another great benefit of those cameras in the absence of video surveillance, because there really wasn't much in that area. So that did pose some problems for us. So I am having a report on that, the arrest on that. A couple other cases that are significant. We did have 2 brandishing of weapons during the month of June. One of them, an alert citizen called in to report that an individual was shooting at the back of the houses on Bixler at the park and ride. It was later determined to be a BB gun, but still concerning nonetheless. Both people that were in the vehicle were arrested on a variety of charges. A second one was a dispute between neighbors where a weapon was brandished. A couple of burglaries and thefts that I'd like to touch on. The first one was, it was reported in early July, but the time frame is somewhere between May to July because it was a vacation home. So there are people coming and going from the residence, and the loss was some food from the pantry. The second incident was also a vacation home. And I'm sorry, let me backtrack, because the first one was the 600 block of Bean report. The second one was reported in the beginning of July as well, and it happened sometime between the end of June and the beginning of July. That was the 2000 block of Bloomberg Point. Again, also a vacation home with people coming and going. The estimated value of missing items was approximately $1,000. Just a reminder with the vacation homes and people coming and going to just be mindful of who's in and out of your home. And then the last one, it was classified as a grand theft. The individual was moving out of the 4800 block of Cabrillo Point. There were people in and out of the home and some valuable items that were left behind. As it relates to our ongoing shoplifting crimes, we had 3 reported shoplifts from CVS and only 1 reported from Safeway. The one that was reported from Safeway did result in 2 arrests. So that was good. And then I'd like to follow up on a couple previous, one previous case specifically, and then an incident that happened just today, just in case anybody was concerned about what happened today. I do believe at our last meeting I discussed the Discovery Bay Marina burglary that occurred. I believe I had mentioned that one arrest had been made and we recovered some items from that. Subsequent search warrants and arrests were made, and we recovered nearly everything that was taken. So that case has been sent to the district attorney's office for filing review. Today, there may have been a little strong presence within the community. We did have an alert parent over at the elementary school notify us that there was an individual on campus that was odd. When my deputies who were there greeting the students as they returned back to school, when they contacted the subject, he ran and began hopping fences into the golf club community, or golf course community rather, and was hopping fences, so his behavior was not normal. We, for several hours, looked for the individual. We called in an outside agency with a drone. We couldn't find him. And of course, as soon as we left, another alert citizen called in that he was sleeping in their backyard. So we quickly returned and were able to take him into custody rather quickly. We have our mobile command vehicle, the sheriff's office does, you'll see oftentimes on significant calls and things like that. Well, he just happened to be putting miles on the vehicle and was in the area. So while it may have appeared that we had the mobile command vehicle and, you know, we did have a lot of resources, but that wasn't for him. But we did take him into custody. We did take him to county jail for trespassing. He's not from the area, so hopefully we don't see him return. We had an incident with him yesterday as well, but we didn't have enough grounds to take him into custody. So hopefully we put a stop to that. He's a very strange individual. Not sure if it was mental illness or drug abuse or a combination thereof, but hopefully we don't see him back. I'd also like to take this opportunity to circle back on a couple of topics we discussed last meeting that I apologize I wasn't prepared to answer, but I do have that information for you tonight. We talked briefly last month about fireworks incidents. I did research the ordinance that was revised in 2021, and I did confirm with some folks that, as I stated last time, our deputies still have to witness the fireworks being set off. But what this ordinance change helped us do is cite the homeowners instead of the individual themselves. So I did bring copies of that that I'll have available. You guys are welcome to it. Golf carts, I'd like to go back to that, which brings me to the stats for the month. So we did conduct well over 30 traffic stops for the month. Seven of those resulted in cites. Now, while we didn't have any authority to tow any of these golf carts that we did stop, I think just contacting the people driving is equally important to educate our community. So I think that was beneficial. Let's see. A couple other things I'd like to bring up. We do have an upcoming Citizens Academy that begins at the end of September on the 18th. It runs for 6 consecutive weeks. The deadline to register is August 31st, and that's open to anybody within the county. Tony did bring flyers, so those are available for anybody here. This
on
is
the
a
back.
Great opportunity.
Thank you.
For anybody to just kind of get a small taste or glimpse of what we do. So we do have that. We hosted the county's first ever, what we call the summer pop-up party. That was just last week. And I was very pleased to see a couple familiar faces from the board there. Thank you for coming. It was fantastic. So what the summer pop-up party is we have our staff that are part of the community services unit, and they brought out literally a pop-up and a bunch of adult full-size toys and bubbles and chalk. And myself and my staff, my deputies, we played with the kids at Kane, and they had a lot of fun. It was really warm, but we had a lot of fun.
It was a nice event.
Yeah, it was great. It was something that our staff came up with, so we just launched it for the first time out here. So, you know, we'd like to incorporate that into, you know, just random days or maybe in the schools, maybe make it a challenge for the kids if, you know, if their class gets the most attendance or whatever, you know, something to just kind of give the kids something to look forward to. They had a lot of fun, so that was fun. Last night was National Night Out. Myself and my crew came out to various neighborhoods here in Discovery Bay. Again, it was very warm last night, but we had a lot of fun. So that was a huge, huge success. And it was fun to see everybody finally starting to come out after COVID. So we had a lot of fun. And I think that's all I have. I know it was a lot, I'm sorry.
No, it was great. Thank you. Thank you for...
I have one update to add to that. That is that gentleman that lived in the Blue Roof condos that terrorized Campos and stole from almost everybody on that side of Discovery Bay did finally get to court and did finally get sentenced to 5 years in jail. Credit for 2 years time served. Interesting thing is he was then given some sort of a restricted, he's not allowed to be in, I don't know what the technical term for that is, but he said he couldn't be in the Brentwood or Discovery Bay area for 5 years.
So unfortunately, his probation probably.
Unfortunately, it started with his sentence. And so for the first 2 years, he's in jail. So of course he can't be there. And then it's only going to be three. It's kind of weird how they do this. Like, well, why would you start his, he's in jail. Of course he can't be there. But anyway, the good news is he was sentenced and he will be spending time in jail.
On the firework ordinance, is it in the deputy has to see it in person, or is video evidence sufficient?
Yeah, they have to on view it themselves.
Okay.
Now, the only workaround for that would be, for example, if you were to witness your neighbor setting off fireworks and you were willing to sign what's called a citizen's arrest.
Okay.
And then obviously, if you have video or something to augment, you know, or support that, we would, you know,
include that.
Okay.
So that's another option. But
okay, perfect, thank you.
I want to say thank you for circling back on some of those topics that we have. I mean, I know we asked a lot and appreciate the detailed information about all of the stuff that's been going on. It seems like there's a lot more coming out this way. So it's nice to see that you're out and about and these things are being taken care of. Anything else?
Did you have a question?
I did. If you want to send us your flyer, we'll put that on our website and our social media.
Absolutely. Yeah, the Citizens Academy is a great, we have such great success with it, and the attendees always really enjoy it. So, I mean, it is a little bit of a commitment, but it's definitely worth it to, you know, the investment. So,
Thank you. Okay, we're going to move on to CHP. Do we have anyone from CHP here? Okay, then we're going to move on to Confire. Is anyone from Confire? Okay, so that will close our area agency reports. Now we're moving on to discussion and possible action. It's discussion possible action to approve notice of completion and final payment for the new Cornell Park-based basketball court surfaces and hoops. Cannot talk today. Welcome, Bill. I bet you're excited to have this done. It's a long time coming, right?
Yeah. So the first Cornell Park project is now based for the Prop 68 grant funds. Came in on budget. There's no remaining punch list items. And then just as a reminder, the future projects this quarter, new barbecue area, benches and tables, new trash receptacles, and dogway stations, replacement of the playground surface, and replacement of the lawn nearest the barbecue area. But tonight we're just asking to recommend the approval of the notice of completion and release of any payments to the contractor, Saviano.
Okay. Is there any questions from the board? Okay, I'm going to go ahead and open it up for public comment. Okay, bring it back to the board for discussion. Go ahead.
Seeing the pictures looks great. So I think that was a really nice uplift.
Yeah, it does. Looks good.
Can I get a motion to approve?
I'll motion to approve.
Second.
Okay. Can we do roll call vote, please?
Director Grant.
Aye.
Director Gutierrez.
Aye.
Director Graves.
Aye.
Vice President Callahan.
Aye.
President Porter.
Aye. OK. Congratulations. Motion approved to release payment. Thank you, Bill. Okay, so we are going to move on to manager's report. Update on tax roll. Kelly?
So I just want to let you know that we completed the tax roll for the 2023-2024 year, and that will be submitted next week, and we'll be receiving the money from the county in increments in December, April, and June next year.
Great. Thank you. And then we have parks and landscape update. Bill, you're up again.
All right. I'll run down some of the projects we're working on, some of the future projects. I'll go by zone. Just to give you an idea. So in Zone 57, which is the Gata area, the new playground structure is in. We're working with the county to see if there's any funding for a shade canopy for that new structure. The new entrance sign at Regatta and Bixler is still in the county permitting process. Should have a resolution soon. Zone 61, the Slifer Park area, we're beginning the process to get the basketball courts resurfaced there. Zone 9 Ravenswood, we'll continue the fence repair as soon as I have another conservation crew available, which would be in the next couple weeks. In Zone 8, obviously the Prop 68 project, basketball courts in it are in, all the tables and benches and other amenities are ordered, some of them are already delivered. I tentatively have September as the month that we'll kind of swap those out. Clipper, that's moving along nicely again. We're very pleased with the replacement conservation corps crew that's come in, a little more construction knowledge, a little more efficient. We will be getting another corps crew in town the second half of August here. They'll be working a lot of weed abatement, Highway 4, Bixler from the park and ride north, Poe, Newport, Point of Timber, Boulevard. And with all this going on, Matt, my other employee, myself are trying to keep up with the park maintenance while my irrigation technician Marcos is trying to fix some decades old irrigation issues, so keep busy with that. We're going to set up some lawn fertilizer and weed control in the parks with the contractor. And in terms of future projects, you know, I know in the past we've talked about the Willow Lake Islands, Discovery Point Islands, about making those useful park space. You know, I think in one of the park and rec committees, we've kind of put that on the table for a while until some of these other projects are done.
And funds arise.
And funds arise, yes.
So as far as those islands go, I mean, I know obviously you're extremely short staffed at this point in time, but could you get those islands done? Is it mainly a money situation? We were just talking about it when the meeting started, but
yeah,
is it mainly a money situation?
What would be useful?
The funds?
Would be to discuss a budget for these types of projects. You know, I can come up with designs and such, but it's the labor and installation that's going to be the big ticket.
So can we ask for you to kind of, maybe with Parks and Rec, and I'll toss this over to Parks and the Parks and Rec Committee, but maybe come up with a budget so we understand what we're looking for. I mean, if you design it and you know what the labor is, that can kind of give us an estimate of funds needed.
Okay.
If that makes sense.
Sure.
I don't know, Brian. Am I out of?
No, that was on the agenda for a while. We've discussed it. It just hasn't been a priority because of some major projects that Bill's currently working on. So, you know, if he has the time to put some stuff down just for future edification, I think that's a good idea.
Okay.
Fair enough.
Any other questions for Bill?
But so just for clarity, there's been a lot of migration of what the Park and Rec team has been from prior to COVID to where we're at today. Just trying to understand, not to put you on the spot, but are we touching the things that we normally touch on the schedule we touch are the same, or are we hitting the same parks on the same schedule, or have we lost a week, or are we losing 2 weeks? I'm just trying to kind of get a grasp of this, because we've gone from your team originally was about five or six individuals.
Four and a half.
To one. But prior to the Clipper Drive project,
to one.
you had a pretty good regimen as far as your schedule was, as far as the different parts. I'm just trying to say, has that schedule, or is, have we, are we still hitting them the same kind of time frame?
Certainly not. Typically, it takes two men just to maintain the parks properly for 42 weeks of the year. So that's why I say me and Matt are trying to tackle that.
Right, and just so this board needs to understand where we're at, so we can, you know, obviously.
So you take an irrigation technician out of the equation.
There's two. And you've lost how many people?
We have three slots.
And you have one coming, correct? In like September-ish?
So as an example, you know, 4 years ago, 3 years ago, how often did you hit Cornell Park?
Ideally, we go to Cornell Park every week.
Every week. And now where we're at?
We try to do it every other week.
Every week. Okay, so.
But I'll have to say, some of the parks, for instance, if you do that, it takes almost twice as long to get it done. Because the grass grows the taller, you need to mow it twice, et cetera, et cetera. So it's a double-edged sword.
So ideally, you need a couple more guys still.
And the conservation corps is good, but you still have to work within their scheduling and timeline, correct?
Yeah, you know, when we contract with them, it's beneficial because then we actually get on their schedule. If we just need them ad hoc, you know, they have other contractual obligations that need to be first, so it could be months out.
And so what have we contracted with them on? We're doing Clipper with them,
so
correct?
We have a contract with Clipper. We have a contract starting the second half of August for helping with weed abatement and streetscape maintenance. And then we have a third contract for the spring, the beginning of kind of the weed season.
And it's taken a little bit longer for the weed abatement stuff because we had to approve, Parks and Rec brought to the board approving money from the Hoffman Fund to kind of take care of that. So the spring one is kind of being proactive now based on us trying to fix stuff from previous. Is that correct?
That's correct.
Okay. So all stuff comes in time is, I think, what we're all trying to get at, correct? Any other questions? I think Clipper looks great. It's been nice to see the progress on it. So
I've definitely seen a lot of people using it.
Yeah.
It seems like that's been an uptick.
So where we are as far as like the lighting and additional pet receptacles and some of those other things?
Yeah, so the pet receptacles, you know, are about 2 to 4 weeks out of one order. So
okay.
It's kinda, and the lighting is probably 6 to 8 weeks on order. I'm trying to kind of wait until we kind of have 80% of it built or so I know exactly how many we need and where they're going to be.
And what about the walking path to Safeway?
Oh, in terms of?
Well, we do a solar system for that as well. That we got.
Oh, the lights, I'm sorry. Yeah. Yes, correct. Working with the county to get that.
Where we're at with that?
We have the lights chosen. We don't have more.
And do you have any kind of expected anticipation date of when you think you might get those installed?
Probably first quarter of next year.
Because you have to work with the county on that, correct?
Yeah.
So you're waiting for funding?
Correct.
Okay. That makes sense.
Was the county, I'm jumping around a little bit, so I apologize. Was the county surprised to hear, though, that their new place structure, was that super well received, or?
No,
I'm interested to calibrate, when you say, hey, we got people complaining their kids' hands are burning on the metal here.
Well, it might come with an eye roll, but yeah.
Well,
but, I mean, they understand.
I mean, we got, you know, the Representative Diane Burgess office right here, so I mean, if there's things that we need to strengthen relationships, that's what I'm saying.
Thank you, Bill. Thank you for taking our fire questions, too. Appreciate it. So we're moving to Director's Report, Standing Committees, Internal Ops. Director Callahan?
Yeah, so in the Internal Ops, we got some updates on some things that were going on, some website changes to make communications a little bit better. And then the big issue is the signboard. Looks like the parts are in. We're working with the vendor to come out and make those repairs. So we expect to see that soon.
That's good. Okay. Finance Committee. Director Graham, do you want to do that one?
No, you go right ahead.
So Finance Committee was a fairly simple meeting. We did some updates on our finance manager. Looks like we are getting a new finance manager here shortly. I think August 14th, she'll be at our meeting. And then we had an update on our rate study kickoff, which will be in September. Okay. And then we're gonna move to water, wastewater. So water, wastewater, we had, go ahead and, thank you, Aaron. We had an update on well 7. It looks like they have pulled the pump out and they're working on the repairs on that. We also had an update on the denitrification project. It looks like we are on track with that. There's been some challenges with it. It's being resolved and fixed, but it looks like we're on schedule to be done by October for that. And then we also discussed the new office brainstorming discussion. There was no action made on it, but what I would like to do, and I know that these are just committee reports. Now you get to hear me times a million. So quickly, I am gonna ask General Manager Bernstein to go through the presentation we put together in water, wastewater. Again, it's a committee report. We just kind of want you to see what we've discussed. You have that available in the back and online. And so if you wouldn't mind just quickly taking us through the discussion that went with water, wastewater. Again, no actions were done at this meeting. It was more informative. To look at the options that we've been exploring. And there'll be no action tonight and there's no public comment on it.
Okay, so before you have a copy of the presentation. This was posted on the water and wastewater, so if anybody else would like to look at it, it's posted to the water and wastewater. We also have some copies in black and white in the back. We ran through 8 different options and they were the options that the previous meeting put together on a whiteboard. And so we just put those items down and we kind of just walk through them as they are today, the information that we have on them today. So next slide, please. Okay, I've just put out the requirements on that page just to tell to explain why we're doing this and going through this process. Next slide, please. These are the requirements and the needs. They're just bullet pointed out for your review. Option 1 was to stay in the existing building. Below, I mentioned if it was a viable option. We put the requirements and we put X's to say if it meets or does not meet. And then we just kind of gave on some of the options some pros and cons for the option. Option 2 was leasing rental space. One of the areas would be Lakeview Business Plaza. Another area would be Hoffman Shopping Center, the Marina Boardwalk, and then we went through if these options were viable or not. Option 3 was new building. The location was the community center property. Went through what atypical design for us and which concept we thought fit best. Went through if it was a viable option or not. And then pros and cons for that option. Option 4 was a new modular building. Again, this modular building in the picture is just an idea. It's nothing that we've asked for. I just pulled it off just to show an example of the new style modular buildings that they can build now. Again, this was at the community center property. With option 4, we did reach out to a vendor, Enviroplex, and you can see the bullet points and the answers that they had given us to some of our questions. Was it a viable option? You can see the meets and does not meet for the requirements that we discussed. The next option was purchase new property with office space. This was a shopping center within Discovery Bay. This is not public yet, so we did not mention where it was. The purchase price seems to be about $6.4 million with approximately 38,000 square feet. There are 9 tenants working at this property, and potentially those leases could help pay some of the mortgage down. If we have $3 million we put into it, that would be $3 million that we would pay over time, and possibly it would be maybe no cost to residents in the future. Okay.
was this a viable option? You can see if it meets or does not meet with our requirements, and any pros and cons that we have. One of them is we are still working with legal counsel to if that's an option that we can explore. Can we be landlords? The next option, we purchased new property with office space. We looked at the dirt lot across from the community center. This is possibly no longer an option as it is now under contract for sale. Option six was remodel the community center. Location, obviously, the community center property. We did receive a quote from AET, a little under $10,000 to potentially give us two designs and a finance plan. Or a finance, how much will this cost to redo this model? Spoke to AET, it would take about 2 months to get us some information back after a notice to proceed has been initiated. Okay. If this was a viable option, you can follow through that, and then any pros and cons with it. Option seven is a new facility at the existing site. This is the Willow Lake Road site where we currently are at. And then you can go through the viable option. Was this a viable option? The meets or does not meet. And the last option that was proposed was existing building at River Lake NDB Boulevard. I don't have a lot of information on this. I don't know the square footage fully and a purchase price. But we just wanted to, we added it to it, and there's still more information that's required. At the moment, some of the cons were there's not enough parking, you can't expand the building, and there are tenants renting the space. So those are some of the items that we discussed, and as they progress, we'll bring those back to you.
Thank you. And just for the board and the public, I mean, we're trying to go through, you can see a lot of work has been done. Water, wastewater is going to be meeting twice a month now to kind of work through some of these. While no action was taken on this one, our next meeting will be in like 2 weeks, the same Wednesday that we have, and we'll probably be in water, wastewater taking actions there. So I would say take a look at this presentation. There's some in the back, pull it off of the water, wastewater website and really look at it. There's, you know, we're trying to be transparent and go through what the public has asked us to do. And then the same thing with the board. I would say, please take a look at these and look through and ask the questions that you have, because coming soon are some options that we're gonna be discussing and making action on. Okay. So with that being said, there are no other regional reports. Is there any future agenda items? Okay, we're going to go ahead and adjourn this meeting at 7:52.